The Tale of the Toreador by George Albert Letty. This is the story I heard one night by the man who stumbled in, with the old bandana around his neck and the ragged scar on his chin, and the cowhide boots with the copper snoots and an empty gut within. Let me sit here a while by the fire. It's cold as the devil tonight. I mushed all day through the mire. I'm sick, and I long for the sight of some face that will smile at the meeting, some voice that will ring with a cheer, some hand I can clasp in a greeting of some soul who will welcome me near, for a man from the trails who will pity another who's down on his pins, who will buy me a drink, then I'll tell you of a world in its many sins, a world that is not for the weakling, a world that's a world for men. There's a land where the hot sun is heartless, where the sands seem to glory in pain. They that know it, they hate it, they curse it, and yet they will go back again. Like the dog that is whipped by the master, the critter once burned by the brand, the outcast, the dope fiend, the drunkard will return at the word of command. 'Tis the spirit of those who have perished. The call is, come, share my fate. 'Tis strange, but somehow, for you know it, you're back in the land that you hate. Back and you stick and you linger. You ponder, you wander, you wait. Such to me was the curse of that hell land. It held me a miserable slave. All its horrors were joys in my madness. My hopes were as dark as the grave. But God, it was wild, and I loved it. Its vastness, its freedom, its ways, the flare and the glare of the dance hall, the women, the wine and the maze, the cards and the dice and the betting, the truce that is held by the gun. Well, if groping with death is a pleasure, then I have had my share of fun. Playing and betting and cheating to win than to lose what I'd won. In the midst of that music and laughter, the whirl and the twirl of the dance, shone a face that was bright as the morning, a little of love in the glance that I met, and I knew she was waiting. The dance done, I called her aside. It was love and her promise she gave me. On the morrow, I'd call her my bride. But a half-breed, green-eyed in his passion, had followed us into the street. There a shot in the dark told his story. My sweetheart lay dead at my feet. Stilled was her heart so loving. Stilled was her voice so sweet. Then the wild cries of hell were around me. I tried to explain it at first, but I soon saw that pleading was useless. The half-breed had left me his curse. Soon the bloodthirsty crowd had me silenced. My lips were as dumb as the dead. They quickly prepared for a lynching. A rope was thrown over my head. But Two Gun, the sheriff, then entered. I cried, I am innocent, sir. He's a liar. He killed her. I saw it. Was howled by the Mexican cur, a fiend and a liar, a sneak and a murderer. I was locked in a jail, God have mercy, on those who had been there before. Some were living apart from their reason, some rotting there on the floor. There were smears on the wall where in anguish some battered their heads so to die, and the hair and the brains marked a tombstone or forms that were withered and dry. On the floor of the den crouched a madman, making love to a skeleton frame of some woman who once queened the dance hall. In the end, a prison and shame. Shame when her beauty had vanished. Pride while her beauty had reigned. While I sat there, to me it was heaven, compared to the noise from without. Those drunken, crazed, half-breeded devils who circled my prison about, who thirsted my blood like a wolf pack, who yearned for my heart as their pay. But my comrades within were companions. I loved them ere morning was gray. When the rats came to feed on a carcass, I frightened them off by the score. To the skeleton I sang some ragtime. She grinned, so I sang her some more. Sang with the heart of a victor. Sang till my throat was sore. With the first streak of dawn came the sheriff, with a posse to drive off the swine, who were waiting to swill down my life's blood, who swore it was their life or mine. There were shots, there were howls, there were curses, foul oaths that I fiend to repeat. Then the bolt, it was drawn in the sunlight, streamed across the floor at my feet. Oh God, how in hatred I cursed it. Its brightness had brought me once more to a life that was cursed with my badness. I loved the black dungeon much more. Its horrors had filled me with pity, a pity I ne'er felt before. Then my trial was stern and a short one. I told them the story all through. But the half-breed, he called me a liar and swore that he saw and he knew. But the sheriff who sat in my judgment was fair, and I saw in his glance that he doubted the words of the half-breed and decided to give me a chance. Then he spoke, and his words was a challenge. To prove that your story is true, you will fight the mad bull in the bullpen. To win means your freedom to you. To freedom, to light, and to gladness, or to live and suffer anew. Well, the news, it spread fast like the fire that lowers the grass in the plains, that herds the wild cattle together, that fires the blood in their veins, that stampedes them on to the river, that hurls them on into the flood, then stops at the banks. Its fiery fangs shoot out o'er the river like blood. Well, such spread the news of the bullfight. The arena was jammed to the gate. I stood all alone in the bullpen, awaiting in silence my fate. In wonder and joy and in gladness, in horror and madness and hate. Well, my soul seemed to die then awaken in a land that is strange and afar. I saw not the glare of the bright lights. I saw not things as they are. It was dark, and I stood in a valley by a deep raging river of blood, where the rapids were raging and roaring o'er the bones that were lodged in the flood. On the banks all around was a gathering of skeletons grinning and bold. And there among them a face I remembered, smeared with the curse of a soul, sneered and blanched and frightened, trembling, painful and cold. There are men with the minds of an adder. They crouch and they crawl and they spring. They hiss and they spit and they poison. They slink and they cringe and they sting. They grin and their grin is a challenge. They sneer and it drives you insane till your soul's o'erpregnant with hatred and your heart is a deadened to pain. Such was he whom I saw in my madness, who tempted me sorely until my soul, it was filled with a badness. My heart was a longing to kill. Gruesome, morose, and despairing, helpless, hopeless, and still. When the devil arose from the river and drew back the gates of the flood, from whence came a monstrous critter, lashing and splashing in blood. His tail lashed his sides and he bellowed. I stood like a man in a spell. What I saw was a terrible demon with eyes like the windows of hell. In a moment, the brute was upon me. His hot breath was singeing my brow, but I fought, God, I fought like a demon. I fought like I'd always known how. I fought, and oh God, how I loved it. The blood of the beast in my veins had filled me with longing to conquer. I felt a strange joy in my pains, a joy, a pride, and a glory, the honor of fighter gains. Again and again he would charge me. Again and again I would score, till the point of my saber struck squarely his eye was a pool on the floor. He bellowed, he pawed, and he snorted. My foot struck the slime and I fell. Then he bounded, his foot struck my chin there. See the cloven foot brand of hell. Then the crowd wildly roared, kill the critter. I shot, but the bullet went higher, and the maggots grow fat on the carcass of the bastard that called me a liar. His bones, they are white on the desert, blanched by the hot sun's ire. The bull seemed to know he was conquered. He slunk back again to his pen. My mind cleared, and once more I was living, a man in the world of men. Then the hoots and the sneers and the snarling, the curses, the taunts, and the jeers of the Mexican hounds who were longing to see me torn up by the steer. But I fled the glare of the bright lights. Pray God I go back. Nevermore. But today, if you go there, they'll tell you the tale of the Torador.